Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to As I Sip My Tea, Honey. I am your host, Miss Shantae. And I have my co-host on with me, the fabulous, the extraordinaire, Divinista Shantae. How are you?
Divinista. Ooh,
I know, right? I was giving you all kinds of stuff. Yes, girl.
I know. I love it. Thank you, boo.
So we have been gone for a week. Where have you been? And I'll tell them where I've been.
Okay, so I have been up under a book trying to get my life NBA. Maybe
girl.
I should just be a stripper. I'll just be a stripper. They make more money.
So, welcome back, audience. I am glad that you are listening to us. And if you're not quite listening to us just yet, you will be later on, because tonight, honey, we are talking about killer sex. Okay,
killer.
Now it sounds funny, but this is kind of serious. But you know how we do. We're going to make this into a segue of some ridiculousness. So, the introduction that I put on the show is, in light of the recent events that happened with the former basketball player Lamar Odom, what is the craziest thing you've done to get your extra kick while having sex? And why is it still on the rise, and is it all worth it? Now, I'm going to read what a sex addict is, okay? I felt like we need to give some statistics before we just go hamburger and cheese on why this is the stupidest shit I've ever heard of, okay? So a sex addict, stop laughing, a sex addict is not necessarily just addicted to having a lot of sex, but it's more of, there's like underlying problems with it. So they can have stress, they can have anxiety, depression, shame, or their drive just be, you know, wanted to do often risky behavior. So some, we used to call these people nymphos back in high school, you know, just people that just did too much. Well, now people are taking herbal, and I'm doing air quotes, herbal Viagra, or they overtaken Viagra and even got Viagra for women. But, like, is it worth dying for? Because, damn, didn't Lamar almost die? Like, didn't his kidney shut down and everything? Speak on this, please. Help me understand.
His kidneys. He's on dialysis.
Okay.
And you know, we're not making light of serious issues, but it's like, we had to pause.
It's just like, that's crazy.
Yeah, like,
It's too much. It's too much because at the end of the day, you know, I love me a good boom, boom, get my back blown out, whatever, even though it's been a very long time. I don't really necessarily need any enhancements to make it do what it do. I can go ahead and replay my Ferris wheel, if you will, but I don't need no drugs, nor do I want to take any drugs. Now, I remember back in my 20s, I know I'm aging myself, back in my 20s, you know, ecstasy was really hot and swinging and everything, and I was just like, you know what, I don't really feel like I want to die for that. That's, I'm good. I don't need no extracurriculars touching on me.
Let me say this too. Like, and maybe it's because I'm a nerd at heart, but I
wait. Shantae, let me bring someone on the air, and then you can continue your thing. Okay, hold on. Hello, caller. Welcome to As I Sip My Tea, Honey. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Mike.
Mike, well, hello. Sex and neat,
yeah,
boys. Mike. Yes.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Mike, how are you? Where you calling from, sexy?
I'm calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Yeah.
All right. Mike, tell me a little bit of what's in your tea a little bit. Give me some tea. What's going on? What you sipping on?
I was just scrolling down my timeline. I just kind of seeing all these naked pictures of Game. I don't know if he's naked or he's like censored. I don't know what's going on. But
so
that's
in your tea, Mike? Is this your first time calling in? I need to understand. Do you know how this works?
No.
Okay. Mike, my name is Miss Shantae. We have our wonderful co-host, Diva Shantae, on the line. The topic of the show is killer sex. And before you can go ahead and intertwine in what we are talking about, I need you to spill some tea, which is either some gossip, or you need to tell me what's in your tea, which might be some liquor, Hennessy.
You could tell us with that deep and sexy, very masculine voice.
I know, right?
Good.
He got me all bothered. Let me drink some of my real tea.
I just got a cold. I ain't going to tell you, I got a cold.
But it's
so you're
going to
kill my fantasy, nigga? You know what? I might hang up on you just for that.
Wait.
You want me to wait? I'll wait. Go ahead.
Bye. We need a killer sex story, so we need a time.
A killer sex story?
Tell me something about killer sex.
Because that's the topic of the show. We're really kind of trying to, we're not trying to make light of what happened recently to Lamar Odom. Did you hear about it?
Yeah.
Okay. But at the same time, have you ever done something just a little extra to get your kicks off that you kind of almost might have died from?
Absolutely.
That's the tea I'm talking about. Yes. Spill it.
All right. It's about 3 or 4 years ago. It was a young lady and myself. Her father was a police officer, and one of her fantasies was to have sex either on a police car or behind a police precinct. And somehow she talked my dumb ass into going behind this police precinct. And.
We
got it in right on the back door of the police precinct.
Wow, on the back door.
Okay. Now that seems real cool and everything. But what makes that killer?
Wait.
Go ahead.
I'm a visible person.
Okay, go ahead. So you know what you're doing too much. Answer the question, Mike. What makes that killer, though? How could you have almost died? Because her daddy's a cop?
Because her dad was on duty. He was there at the precinct.
Oh.
So if he would have came outside his cruiser, we was
he
done.
Was on duty.
He was on duty. He was at the building.
Mike was on that booty.
I think the whole adrenaline situation is what made it great, because my heart was pounding double, so it was I was doing shit that I really normally wouldn't do.
Right. I think that's I guess that could be considered killer sex just because of the risk, but I think the excitement of it is cool too. Go ahead, Shantae, say what you need to say. My bad.
No, I like that. Mike, tell us more. Tell us some another story.
Shantae, we only have 21 minutes. Mike, I want to thank you so much for calling in. And Shantae, calm your nerves.
Okay, you can't block.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway,
Am I? Thank you so much for calling in and being new to our show.
You
can call us back anytime and make sure you spill some more tea with us. Thank you, boo boo.
I will. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you.
All right. See you later.
Girl, I ain't blocking, but I'm trying to make sure we get every other caller that calls in. It's time to say what we need to say.
These are jokes. So is there another caller?
I know that they
joke,
but he did sound good. He did sound good.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was really nice. I'm like, hey now, Mike. Hey, Mike. Thanks, Mike, for calling in. Oh, I have to give a special shout-out to my homegirl, Tanya. She is recently engaged, and I just actually found out about it because you don't slow and I forget. So, yay, Tanya!
Yes, Tanya. I'm sorry. I'm still on mic. Yeah, Tanya. Yeah, girl. You can't read.
What are you drinking? What's in your tea?
Nothing, yeah.
You lying. I swear you are. Anyway, so back to your thoughts on Mr. Odom's ridiculousness. Now, he was in a brothel, okay? He was in a brothel taking herbal Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of confused. And then here his ex-wife, current wife, or whoever she is to him still, Chloe, is it Chloe? She going to come by his side and everything, which I guess is great, but...
I understand. My thing was, we're focusing on the topic of killer sex, you know, in light of the, you know, the Halloween season and things of that nature.
Ooh.
And my thing is, what, like, so are you willing to meet your maker? Like, because
nope.
It sounds like he was all hopped up on Mountain Dew. No, he was all hopped up
on something.
You know, this Uncle Viagra. Cocaine, like
he was on other stuff too.
He was gonna get him some coochie.
I think he got him plenty. I think he wanted to keep it going as long as his body was willing. That's what it seems right?
And I'd like to introduce, if I could. I mean, because
yes.
that's a lot to get it in. And get her done. I mean, that's a lie. I'm not a man. You know, I don't know what his situation is and or was. However, you know, that just seems like a lie that you're willing to risk, you know, your organs shutting down to get her done. But let me introduce another case of scenario.
Okay.
This is very near and dear to my heart because I will be going to Brazil very soon here, and Mr. Joe Jackson. Mr. Joe Jackson is like 162 years old. And Mr. Joe Jackson took his child abusing, music producing, baby band making ass to Brazil. And took Viagra again. I don't know if his shit was herbal or not. You know what I'm saying? We just know it was Viagra. Like that. We just know he was trying to get her up and get her done.
Right.
And this gentleman almost passed away because he was in Brazil trying to, I guess, get one of them Brazilian women trying to reenact one of them videos that, you know, be going around on the internet and, you know, on the websites and things. I don't know what Mr. Jackson was trying to accomplish, except for I know that he was all huffed up again on Viagra, herbal or none. And I know that he almost met his maker as well to get a piece or pieces of behind. And I just want to know, like, first of all, hats off to Mr. Jackson because, again, at 162 years old.
You know that man is not so damn 162.
Get it in, my nigga. Like, get it in. Like, get it in. I'm not mad at you. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, Mr. Joe Jackson, like, did you consult with any type of physician or anything, or was you just like, I'm going to get this booty this evening?
But you know what? Shantae, most of them don't. They just know that they've heard it from a friend, and they just going to take what they can take so they can get what they can get. And that's where the killer part comes in at. Nobody's consulting.
Can we talk about, because we had a little situation, like I can say a situation. We had a turn up. Who is we? Oh, you don't. There was a turn up at my house.
Wait, but was I there?
If people want to admit that they were there, that is their business. If they don't want to admit that they were there.
No, not for real. Now, you know I take meds. Damn it, was I there?
You were there, Gator. There was a turn up.
The recent turn up. The turn up this last weekend.
The recent turn up.
Okay, yeah, I was there. My bad. I'm sorry, audience. I was there. Go ahead.
So there was a turn up at my crib. And
yay.
The turn up was very fantastic because I had some really dope people that in attendance. But what we were doing was we were having a little passion party. We were having a little, you know, a little girl chat. And we were just talking about, you know, just some different scenarios, different things that had happened, different experiences that we may have had. And, of course, we bought some things to enhance solo missions as well as, you know,
you know, you know what? Let me interject real quick, because I want to say some of them solo mission tools could probably put you into some damn shock and kill you. I'm not going to sit up here and lie. Some of them things are strong. Like, strong.
Yeah, I want somebody to call in and spill their tea,
because
I didn't
want to
be telling y'all about this.
I don't really care about telling all my tea. I really don't care. All I'm going to say is this. I know that I have been propositioned before to enhance my activities, which, I said no, because I'm not about to die for that. But let's go back to what Mike said, having risky activities, like doing things out of the norm, doing things outside of the bedroom, something to get your heart racing and get that strong orgasm, make your head pop off, like, woo! Yeah, I understand that. Is that considered killer sex? No, I can say that's adrenaline rush sex. I can honestly say that. But how many people are willing to talk about that? And then even the shows that we watch, we see it on, like, just recently on How to Get Away with Murder. Elise was trying a madam who ran a brothel, who some of her clients said they was there the whole weekend having weekend orgasms. Can you imagine having an orgasm for the whole weekend?
A weekend's worth of orgasms. I mean, that sounds like heaven to me. It does,
but think about it. When you got that
one long, I don't have that kind of time. I can't be like, my paper was late or I didn't turn in my quiz, ma'am. Professor,
girl, you gotta learn how to multitask and prioritize.
But
okay, what I'm saying is. Before you go to the brothel, you finish your paper, then you go get your freak on. But what I'm saying is that first big orgasm, sometimes that knocks people out. I'm sorry. If the person knows how to put it in, that's a coma right there. I prefer a coma. I really do. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you.
A coma.
Come on now, we only got 12 minutes. What you mean? Spill it.
I have a lot of stuff going on right now. I can't afford to be like passed out. I can't do it. Like, not right now, and my schedule does not permit for me to be in a sex coma.
What about for like an hour? Like, that's that good nap. Like, remember what Ice Cube said? So deep, put that butt to sleep. I was like, yes, put me to sleep because I need a good nap. Or is that just me? No? Okay. Anyway, give me some more of your thoughts on this. This killer sex thing. I mean, there have been people that have died from taking enhancements such as Viagra, such as ecstasy, such as, you know, anything, even just regular drugs. People having sex on regular drugs where they just go into these rages and then they gone. Because their heart can't take it.
What I was going to say was that, you know,
you're a nerd.
I'm a nerd. So when I'm watching, you know, I used to watch all the little documentaries on MTV when they'd be trying to scare the hell out of you, not through drugs. And the one where the lady was like, basically she had the brain, she was like 20 or 19 or something. She had the brain of an 80-year-old woman because she'd been taking eggs, like, every day, like, popping them like they were Tic Tacs or whatever.
Who the fuck takes eggs like that?
You know who it was. You know.
I do.
Who could, again, I'm just saying, like, you know what the demographic was. She was just waking up to the party.
I need an egg sale, ma'am.
Okay, so then
let me ask you this, Shantae, real quick. Would that be considered part of a sex addiction, do you think? Do you think that all of this stems from people having sexual addictions?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, it depends on the situation. If you're in a place where you feel like, you know, you're taking things, like, if you know you have a heart problem or whatever, and Viagra it might interfere with your heart problem, and you know that you may die, but you're like, I'm just about to hit this vagina. Then that's another problem because if it's a toss up between like seeing Jesus and and you pick, well, I mean, my maker today, and that's cool. Like that, anything that's like harmful to your situation, your life, your livelihood, you know, or whatever, but you do it anyway because you just can't compete. Like you just can't help yourself is a problem. Can I introduce something else? Because we got a little time here, it seems.
Go ahead.
I have someone, actually on a couple different occasions in a couple different cities.
Wait a minute. You know what? We just got another caller. Hold on. Thank you for calling as I sip my tea, honey. This is Shantae. Who's calling?
Hey, Shantae. This is Jimbo.
Hey, Jimbo. You late? You got 9 minutes, pumpkin. I want to know what's in your tea. Spill it.
What's in my tea?
What's in your tea? Don't act like you ain't never listened to this show. Tell me what's in your tea or spill some tea.
You
are happy, Jimbo. I like you. Hey, Jimbo.
I got a lot in my tea right now.
Oh, shook it. Is it brown or clear? No. Tell me what it is. Because mine's just clear. Come on, honey. You got 8 minutes. Let's go.
Mine is the deal with that, my tea got a lot of stuff in it at the moment, but
The topic that we were talking about was killer sex. We were talking about Lamar Odom's foolishness of taking herbal Viagra in order to be in this brothel that he almost died.
Because he didn't. You're supposed to cut back on it. That's one of the best things that you can use right now.
But wait a minute, Jimbo, honey bunny, is it worth dying for? He almost died.
No, he did some other stuff, okay? But let me tell you something. From experience, I don't do any drugs. When you do drugs, that's what happens. Your heart can't take it. But take out the drugs, you got some of the best stuff going on in the U.S. and in foreign countries.
Tell me about options,
because
you sound like you know a lot about different options of things.
Apparently, Mr. Jimbo, I'm intrigued now.
I'm well-traveled to know that when you take a certain vitamin, it not only enhances what you're thinking about, it enhances what's going on at that particular moment. That's what I need. That's why I think killer sex is best taken. It's best done when you're under the influence of some type of Viagra. They got female Viagra.
Wow. Jim, thank you so much for expressing it.
No, wait.
Girl,
Jimbo,
we got 6 minutes left, and you can talk to Jimbo offline. Jim, let me ask you this. Have you ever entertained the thought of enhancing your sex?
I
need to hear from Jim's mouth, Shantae. Calm down over there.
What you want to know is this. I put it like this. There are certain things out there, over-the-counter drugs, that enhance it, and people don't know it. So the thing is, it's a best kept secret. So it's my secret. But I think I'm great with the things that are out there that's over the counter that people don't even know about. I mean, GNC got some stuff that helps men in their 30s, 40s, 50s, even up to their 70s, and it turns your world upside down as well as mine.
Yes, he did. He went there. He gave us the tea, honey. Jim, thank you so much for calling in, and I'll make sure to give you a shout out on our post. We got 5 minutes left in the show. Thank you, Jim. Shantae, what's your parting words right now?
My parting words is we need a part two, it sounds like.
I'll go ahead and set that up. You want it for tomorrow or you want it on Saturday? We can make it do what it do.
You pick and let me know.
Okay. I sure will. I want to thank you so much for calling in. You are the awesomest hostess with the mostest, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, boo.
Good night. And people, I want to also thank you so much for listening. If you're listening live, thank you so much for your support. If you're listening to it as a podcast, again, thank you so much for your support. We try to give you what you want, and if you have topics of discussion that you want to hear on the air and live and want to talk with us, please feel free. As you heard, Jim called in, and he actually wanted to be on the show tonight for this particular topic, so thank you so much for calling in, even though you was late, but you did spill your tea, and I appreciate that so much. As always, we will have to have a part two to this discussion, because there's so much more people to talk about with this. And so I would like to thank you so much for listening, and join us for part two tomorrow or Saturday. I'll toss a coin and let you know how that works out. Again, I am your host, Miss Shantae, and thank you so much for calling as I sip my tea, honey. I look forward to hearing what's in your tea next time. And I guess I should give a shout out to the song that's playing, End of the World by Chris Brown. This part right here gets them every time. Peace out, you guys. Thank you.